No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you could join me here today. I have a very special guest on the line. Her name is Emily Chandler. And she's a successful real estate agent, and she has a message that she wants to share and bring awareness to the subject of sobriety. I wanted Emily to be able to share her story to encourage and inspire someone today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Emily Chandler.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on. It really means a lot.
Well, I'm glad to have you on because people need to hear other people and their success when it comes to addiction. They need to hear the stories of those who have walked into that meeting room and had that battle with denial that there's an issue, and then coming to grips that there is a problem and being able to accept responsibility for it and move forward with their life so that they can be a contributor to society in a much better way.
Absolutely. I mean, it was definitely something that I held a lot of pride. Young mother, you know, like I said, a professional in real estate, you know, how was it going to be perceived? I was so nervous just to start living a different life because all I knew myself was the girl with the glass of wine in my hand. How do I go from the life of the party to sitting out on the party? So it was definitely a transition, but I knew deep down that God was talking to me and it was time to make a change in my life.
Well, Emily, you described it yourself. You drove around the parking lot almost a year ago, three times before you found a parking spot and walked into the meeting.
Yes. And to think back, I can still get just sweaty palms just thinking about it. I literally drove around the parking lot three times, pulled out of a parking spot, pulled back into a parking spot. And I prayed and he gave me that courage I needed just to walk in and just know that I was going to meet other like-minded people and I just needed that support. And that meeting ended up changing my life. Just going in and seeing people from all walks of life, and knowing that I wasn't alone on the journey I was walking. And there are people there. There are helpers there that can help you and walk you through this and know that you're just not alone. And that's the hardest thing when you make the decision to change your life and to break the chain of addiction, or you want to do that, or you want to walk away from the alcohol or the substance or anything that's holding you back. It takes a lot of courage, but it's a scary feeling because you feel so alone, because it's something that a lot of people don't talk about. So I knew that to continue this successfully, I had to find like-minded people, and that's exactly what I found. And just the support that they offered, and that serenity prayer that they prayed, that just touched my life in a tremendous way.
Well, and as you mentioned, if you have people that you surround yourself with that are participants as well, and they may not have a problem in the way that you have it, but yet when you're alone and when you're not surrounded by the friends and you're not the life of the party, it's something that you do have to bear alone by yourself.
Absolutely. And I mean, as human beings, we are meant to be connected with one another and to not feel alone. And any struggle that you're facing, I mean, it's just kind of that whatever the struggle is, that they've been there too, and they've either broke the cycle or they're even still in the struggle. Just knowing that there's a sisterhood, there's a brotherhood there, it's amazing what it can just do to help you through that struggle. I'll tell you this, it was very scary to come out publicly because, I mean, we know that AA is Alcoholics Anonymous, so they're very protective over their members and everything, but there has just been something about day 254, I remember it exactly, there has just been this pulling and pulling for weeks on my heart. Just, I knew that I needed to share in a public platform. And it had been just on my mind heavy. And honestly, a week before, I had gone to see my doctor, and he had known I'd made the change in my life. And I was headed towards a year. And he just said, you know, you, especially as a young woman, a young professional, he said, I see people in my doctor's office or in the office day in, day out struggling. And he said, you don't even know what your story could do for people. And he says, I really urge you to share in a public platform. And that shocked me. I couldn't believe that my doctor had even said, you know, you could bless somebody's life by sharing publicly. And I just remember it just kept weighing heavy. And I was like, okay, I'm finally going to say it. And I shared on day 254. It was just a random day, but it was the day that I shared publicly on a social media platform. And the outpouring since then has been incredible. And women coming to me, you know, privately and in confidence, just sharing their story and saying, hey, because you shared, I now feel like I can do this too. Because I felt so much shame, but knowing that there's other people out there doing it, it's this chain reaction, that happened. And since then, since that day 254, I have been sharing in a public way, and I'll continue doing that. And yes, it's scary. It never gets easier to share in such an open platform and in such a public way. It is very exposing, but the number of people who've come to me and have said that it's changed their life, it's what I want to leave behind in my legacy to help others know that they can break the cycle, because alcoholism does run in my family, and I want to break it. I want to break this cycle and show people that it's possible. I got caught up, unfortunately, in making it all look real good for the Instagram, for the Facebook. And deep down inside, I was really struggling. I was hurting. And so now I'm just passionate about less time, showing everybody like, hey, look how good I'm doing. And a lot more time, you know, with self-care and spending time with my family and just ministering to others and helping other people, because that's what it's really about. And it makes you feel so good on the inside. When you can get those things right within yourself and then be a blessing to others. So yeah, I'm absolutely passionate about that.
I like the idea of being a happiness advocate. That is something that everybody could use. There's a lot of sadness in this world, but to find that silver lining, to find those helpers, to find the people who are trying to make a difference in those bright spots, as my grandmother would say. Happiness advocate is a great term to use to try to bring people together to unify.
Absolutely. And it's been something that I've been, you know, just super passionate about, working with people in my industry and all around me in my community, just to be a light. And I believe that, you know, that light, it just catches, you know, that this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, and you'll be amazed at just how it can spark and it, other people catch it. And, you know, that's what I want to be in my life. And this story of my sobriety, it's not going to be a darkness within me. It's going to be my light. And I hope that people can catch that light. Let's all just share our happy. What makes us, you know, joyful, let's share it and people will catch it.
Very good. If it's okay with you, Emily, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share more about your story. And I also want to encourage people maybe to find their own story, their own message to share. If possible, maybe reach out to you if someone's struggling.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Folks, right now we're talking to Emily Chandler. We're talking about sobriety. We're talking about finding a better you to get out of addiction, to live a life that you've dreamt of in this world. And I hope that if you are in an addiction, if you are struggling, that you find this message to be something that is a light to you, that is an encouragement to you. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Emily and listen to this message as we move forward. Share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and let them know as well. We want to encourage and inspire you and them also. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are talking about a very important subject that affects so many people across this planet, and that's addiction. And it doesn't matter if it's a drug addiction, porn addiction, alcohol addiction, whatever the addiction is, it's a battle for that person internally. There are a lot of people who want out, and they want to find peace, and they want to find happiness and joy in this life. And I spoke to Emily Chandler, asked her to come on the program because she is a person who is amidst that battle and getting close to 1,000 days of sobriety. As we said, a happiness advocate wanting to spread light and be an encouragement. And I believe we're filling a prescription right now, as her doctor suggested that she take this to a platform where she shares her story and she tries to encourage others. So you can tell your doctor that you filled the prescription today, Emily Chandler.
Thank you so much. And I have let him know that I did indeed share, like you said, and he's been a great support in my life. And it's amazing the support that just comes out. And, you know, like your doctor, like people in your community, I mean, they've just sprung up everywhere, the support. And it's just, it's what keeps me going. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy. It's been the hardest challenge I've ever faced. Addiction is extremely difficult to beat, but it's possible to beat. And it takes people to continue to encourage you and support you. So let them be there for you. You know, if you can share in a way, maybe it's not such a public way like me, but, you know, share with your doctor, share with your friend, share with somebody close to you, even if it's just one person, somebody that can help you hold accountable and where you're not alone. And it just keeps you strong, because there's going to be times that it is not easy, but knowing that you've got the support and accountability, that's going to help you just that one day at a time and keep pushing forward. And it does get easier with time, and things get brighter, and it's definitely worth the fight.
How have you seen over the past 1,000 days this affect you and your family, the benefits of it?
I mean, definitely it starts at home. That was one of the biggest reasons as to why I wanted to change my life, was because I saw some things I wasn't proud of as a mother and as a wife. And so that's what encouraged me to change. And just seeing how much it's helped my family. I've noticed that we've all just, the communication is so much better. The tempers can stay a lot better. I mean, I have a 7-year-old, but when I started this journey, she was about 4 years old. And so it's just helped improve my relationship with her, my relationship with my husband. Like I said, communications absolutely have improved. Yeah, I mean, we've gotten healthier as a family, and it's blessed every part of my life. It really has.
Do you find that you begin to care about things that maybe you did not care so much about or neglected before or prior to deciding to be sober?
Absolutely. I mean, I felt like when I was in the throes of that addiction, when it was just getting really difficult for me, all I really cared about was myself, what would make me feel better. And through this time of eliminating such a addictive substance, where I'm not as, you know, thinking about it, I've been able to think about others, and that's the way it should be. You know, we've got to take care of ourselves, but, you know, we've got to think about those in our life and take care of them. So absolutely, just I take better care of myself, which in turn I can take better care of those around me. So absolutely, a lot more care has been involved.
You know, I was a police officer off and on for 17 years, and one of the things that I really tried to do was help people who were in the throes of addiction. Unfortunately, most of the time, it's not something that I could do as a police officer. You know, I could follow the law and carry them to jail or help get them into rehab through the court system, but ultimately, it's a decision that they have to make as an individual. And I did have a couple of people come back to me years later and tell me that they did overcome it, but it was a choice that they had to make to be able to move forward in that direction.
Yeah, it starts with you, starts with us. I mean, it's a personal decision And that's where it's going to, the success is going to grow, is when it really starts inward. And you want to make that change, and you can be a role model for others. And that's what I try, but ultimately it comes down to, what that person is at and if they're ready to make a change in their life. And that's what it comes down to ultimately.
What is a message that you have for others who may be on the fence, so to speak, where they're considering what this burden is and how heavy the burden is and how long they've carried the burden and the fact that they want to lighten their load?
My message is that life gets so much sweeter. I feel like for the first time in my life, I'm seeing clearly. My eyes are clear. My heart is open. And life gets so much sweeter. The reward of this journey, really, there's no risk. I mean, it's only improvement. It's only up from here. So if you're feeling that burden, that's God talking to you, and you need to listen. It's time to listen to it and, you know, reach out to someone, whether that be a close friend or me, please. I'd love to connect with you on social media. If that's what it takes to talk to another person in this fight, I'd love to talk with you, but life does get so much sweeter.
And if you want to, Emily, share how people can get in touch with you, because there are times when you feel very alone and you do need someone to help lift you up and to say, you're doing a good job. You stick with it. Don't give up. Don't quit.
Absolutely. And I'd love for you to reach out to me. I'm Emily Chandler on Facebook. I'm in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So you'll see Emily Chandler, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you can shoot me a message. You can hit the add friend button, and I'd love to connect.
Emily, when is the 1,000-day mark?
It is coming up in just, I got a calendar on my phone, and I check it very often, but it's coming up in about less than a month.
Well, congratulations. You keep moving forward. I know that it's one day at a time. It's 1,000 days that you're looking at, but it's one day at a time. As I've said before, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And people who are in this struggle, in this battle, need to understand that initially it's a minute by minute battle, hour by hour battle. Then it's a day by day battle. And then it's a week by week and a month by month. But you have to start with that first minute to say that I'm going to quit, and then get through that first 60 seconds and then find the next 60 seconds. And it is such a struggle that minute by minute does matter and does count. You have to look at this moment that you're in right now and decide that you're going to quit and that you're going to change and take that first second and that first moment to do that.
Absolutely.
Emily, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share your story and to use this as a platform for you to share your sobriety, to share being a happiness advocate and shining light on this subject and showing people that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be on your show.
Thank you, Emily. In the next few days, she will be at a 1,000-day mark when it comes to sobriety. Maybe you're in that battle right now yourself. I want to encourage you to take that first step to overcome your addiction, to take the steps necessary to improve your life, to improve the life not only for yourself, but improve the lives of those around you, to be a better person for them, to be a better person for your community. That's my encouragement to you today. We appreciate Emily Chandler joining us here on the Mark White Show. And if you have a message for me, if you have a story, you can share it via email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You can also follow The Mark White Show at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and MeWe now. And then you can subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. Before we close out the show, I would like to welcome my newest sponsor, Boutique Air. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, flying out of Muscle Shoals to Atlanta, Nashville, and now to Pensacola. You can book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Please let them know that you appreciate their support by going to like Boutique Air MSL on Facebook. Again, we appreciate Boutique Air for being a sponsor of The Mark White Show. We're here to make a difference. We're here to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will let your friends, neighbors, and family know about The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.